Connor Kettle under center once again, T formation. Wayne the snap. 10:28 remains. Handoff to Braylon Ballard. Once again, finds that right gap. Much room to run. Has the first down and spins his way down to the 45-yard line. A 14-yard gain before Luke Woodkey and Dylan Kadar can track him down. A new set of downs and another first down for USA.
And you see Josh Hessling getting to play in that boom spot that they're missing. They run right at him, and he spins right out of the arms of Josh Hessling up the field for a first down. It takes Kadar and company as those last guys there to make that tackle. But notice where he runs. Right over that right side for a big gain and another first down for USA.
First and 10 from the USA 45-yard line. 10 minutes remain in the first quarter. We play 2 minutes. USA with already two first downs. Connor Kettle once again under center, sticking to the T formation so far in this ball game. Snap back. Turns to his left, hands it off to Noah Crum. He stays low and gets across midfield down to the Harbor Beach 49-yard line. This is a 6-yard gain. Tackle made by Harbor Beach's 65, Dakota Deer, defensive tackle, 5'10", 250-pound, 15-pound senior. Second down and 4.
A nice run there by Crum, but there was that offensive line of USA winning early. They pushed that defense back 2 yards before Crum seen anybody, and he's able to get between those tackles and dives ahead. They give him 6 yards. By the time his momentum was done, he was at first down marker. So they had him marked down well short of what I thought he was, but still a nice run on first down. Walker Foley hasn't touched the ball yet. His name's coming here real quick.
Connor Kettle, Wayne the snap. Less than 10 seconds on the play clock. Hand off to Braylon Batter once again. Same exact right gap, and he pals forward all the way down close to the 40-yard line. It's going to be a 7-yard gain, another first down, and tackle made by Elliott Seaman for Harbor Beach. And not until another first down.
It's just too easy. Once you can see that gap open up, and Ballard doesn't miss it, and then it's a matter of linebackers and safeties coming up to make those tackles. And when you have that many guys shoved into the box, they're not all on the right side. They're spread out. So once you get past them, it's a big responsibility for Kadar back there to come up and make that tackle. So far he has, but we don't want him making all those tackles all night long.
Before tonight, Braylon Ballard, 519 yards in the season with 5 touchdowns on 53 carries, averaging almost 10 yards per carry. 8:30 left in this first quarter, no score, and a handoff to Walker Foley, number 22. Elliott Seaman stands him up after a 4-yard gain and stops him down to the 37-yard line. 4-yard gain, second down in 6 upcoming for the USA Patriots, splitting the hash marks and continuing to march down the throats of Harbor Beach's defense.
It looked pretty easy so far, but this was kind of what we predicted. USA was going to challenge the front 7 of Harbor Beach, and that is where Harbor Beach just has not answered the call. They've just been outdone by opposing offensive lines, and so far we're seeing more of the same. So if you're unable to stop the run, you're going to have to stand these running backs up and start swinging at the football. You're going to have to try to force some turnovers. And in this weather, that may be a good option here going forward.
Walker Foley with a 5-yard gain in the last play. Hand off to Braylon Ballard, trying to find that right gap once again. He gets tripped up at the line of scrimmage, falls forward across the 35, down to the 33. Luke Woodkey on the stop for the Pirates. And now for the first time today, USA facing a third down.
Yes, then that's what you need to see. You see guys like Luke Woodkey coming over to that side, maybe cheating a little bit, knowing that they're going to keep coming there. And he steps into that gap and is able to make the tackle. He doesn't over-pursue, get too far out of the way, allow a cutback lane, nothing. He gets in there, and as soon as that gap is there, Luke Woodkey dives through it and makes the tackle for a short gain.
Ballard already 32 yards on 4 carries tonight, averaging 8 yards per carry this evening. 5 minutes into the game, no score. USA in their first drive, marching down Harbor Beach's side of the field at the 34-yard line. Connor Kettle gets the snap. Cure calls his own number, spins to his left, has positive yards, has the first down across the 30, and finally stopped at the 28-yard line for a 5-yard gain. Tackle made by Dakota Deer as well as Grant Smiglinski for Harbor Beach's front line. Move the chains once again.
Gotta love that. You gotta get Connor Kettle the football and not just handing it off to his other guys. He has to be involved in the offense. Love that play call. He fakes the handoff to his fullback. He even looks at the pitch option and then turns around, keeps it himself, follows that fullback through the hole. He creates a great hole, pushing that defensive line back, and he's able to get an easy first down for USA.
USA has moved the ball 52 yards in 5.5 minutes. They're already at the Harbor Beach 28-yard line. First and 10, USA draining the play clock all the way under 10 before even thinking about the snap. Clock management already from Josh Hahn and the Patriots. 6:15 left in the first. Handoff to Noah Crum. Breaks out of his first tackle. Be stood up by a line of Pirates. And they're going to give him a gain of a yard down to about the 26-yard line. Leading the charge, that was number 6, Luke Woodgy, for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Halfway through the first quarter, and it's now 2nd down and 9.
Yeah, nice play led by Luke Woodgy there. He does a nice job, again, filling that hole. Crum doesn't have an option. Good job by the defense, forcing him to bounce it outside. And when he does, that's where Woodkey is waiting for him and doesn't miss him.
Jason Seaman has 2 jerseys. I should have noted that. Jason Seaman plays at number 50 as well as number 84. 5 minutes, 35 seconds left here in the first quarter. USA with a 2nd down and 8 according to the spot at the 26-yard line of Harbor Beach, left to right across the radio. Play clock under 10 once again. 2 yards inside the right hash. Hand off to Walker Foley, runs into one of his linemen and gets a shove from 52 USA's Kirkland Krzyzewski and gets close to that first down marker inside the 20-yard line down to the 18. Stop made by Harbor Beach's number 27, Josh Hessling, but it's not enough for a stop for Harbor Beach. It's another first down for USA.
And he actually runs into Braylon Ballard, who picked up the linebacker. Looks like Tanton Babcock. He's able to seal him off. Walker Foley runs into him, but he's able to bounce off of him up the field. And you called it. Kirtland Krzyzewski comes off of his block, gets right behind him, and just leading the charge, pushing both of them backwards, and he's able to get a first down thanks to that assistance from Kirtland Krzyzewski.
1st and 10 inside the red zone. 1st and 10 from the 18 of Harbor Beach. Connor Kettle, backup quarterback, from starting quarterback for the last 3 weeks. Play clock under 10 once again. Passes to his left, hands it off to number 22. Walker Foley gets out for a hard-fought 4 yards inside the 15. Marking him down about the 14.5-yard line. Tackle made by number 74, Grant Smiglinski, defensive end for the Harbor Beach Pirates. 2nd down and 6 to go for the USA Patriots.
That's it. If you're Harbor Beach, you've got to negate those longer runs. Start making them under 5 yards, 4 yards, eventually whittle them down to 3 and 2. But they've done okay here on first down, but this second down has killed them. This is where USA has been so far unpredictable, evenly distributing the football. You got four ball carriers that have touched the ball already on this drive, and 3 of them have 3 or more carries already.
12th play of this drive, 4 minutes remaining in the first quarter already. Connor Gettle under center, T formation, 3-man backfield. A handoff to Walker Foley, leaps over the line of scrimmage and gets clowned to the first down marker. Is he past it? Looks like he is by about a yard. It's going to be close down. It's going to depend on the spot. Tackle made by Grant Smiglinski once again for the Pirates, and they're going to say, move the chains? Nope. They're going to 3rd down and manageable, 3rd down and 1 yard.
It's a short yard at that, but a nice run there by Foley. He's able to push that pile ahead and get right down to that marker, making 3rd down. A very short opportunity now for USA.
Antonio Brown officially signs with Tampa Bay. Fire up chips.
Add some weapons there, huh? Just what they needed.
Wherever Tom Brady goes, he follows, apparently. 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first quarter. USA on their only drive tonight. It's covered just under 9 minutes and 71 yards in 12 plays. Connor Gettle splitting the hash marks, rain and wind in his face in the road white uniforms. Hand off to Braylon Ballard, hits the gap, spins out his first tackle down to the end zone. Touchdown, USA! Braylon Ballard from 8 yards out runs into the end zone on 3rd and 1 and finds himself with the first score of the night for the USA Patriots. 2:55 left in the first quarter. It's USA 6, Harbor Beach nothing.
Heck of a spin move by Braylon Ballard as he gets hit after the first down marker at about the 4-yard line. He's able to spin out of that tackle, and as he's hit, his momentum carries him just inside the goal line for the first score of the game.
13 plays, 80 yards, and 9 minutes and 5 seconds off the clock. That's what you call clock management in the thumb. USA going for 2, same exact formation we've seen all night. Walker Foley, Noah Crum, Braylon Ballard right to left. Connor Gettle rolling to his left, keeping it for himself. Gets down close to the line. Is he in? Yes, he is. The 2-point conversion is good, and USA extends their lead to 8 points. 8-0. We played 9 minutes right here in Harbor Beach on the WLEW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services. It's 8-0 USA. 2020 has made us think about some things that we never thought possible or even necessary in our lives. And even with all the unknowns in the world right now, one thing we know for certain. When it comes to healthcare, you know where to go. For the most up-to-date and state-of-the-art 3D mammography, you know where to go. For 5-star service in the cleanest hospital in the state of Michigan, for primary care. Whether it's in Bad Axe, Elkton, Caseville, Pigeon, or Sebring, you know where to go. For walk-in care and fast care, open 362 days a year. For a certified trauma 4